Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wild Free Will podcast. Today, I want to do a little check-in and just see how you guys are doing. And I want to do that by asking you just a really simple question, which is, how are you really? So how are you actually doing? And I think there's two sides to this question, and we're going to talk about both of them today. But the reason why I wanted to ask this question is because I feel like we're not necessarily engaging with each other in general, in society, in life, online, and whatever. I feel like we're not engaging with each other in a way that really benefits us, or that would be the most beneficial to us. So I was actually going to start by talking about your side, but I think I'm going to start talking about the external side of things. So like externally, and the way that we kind of engage with each other is, I think it's becoming a little bit more superficial. And it doesn't have to be that way, right? It doesn't have to be. But how often in your life, like take a second and kind of ask yourself this or think about it, how often do we ask other people how they're doing and we don't actually care? We don't actually care how they're doing. How often do you kind of say like, oh, hey, how's it going? Or how are you? Or whatever. And you don't even wait for people to respond. And this question has come up for me this week because I think that both on like the giving and the receiving end of this, I feel like I haven't really been asking other people deeply how they're doing. I feel like I'm going through a transitional moment and I've been really focused inward. But I also recognize that I've been craving other people asking me that kind of way, like in a deeper way, not just in like a, you know, like I'm asking you this out of like courtesy or politeness. And there's nothing, sorry, my dog just, she just threw herself on the floor. But I think that there's a bunch of reasons why we don't engage with people in this way. And one of them is because we are just trapped in a cycle of busyness. So we are just constantly like chasing after the next thing and go, 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 and always in a rush and hashtag hustle culture and all of these things. And it's making us a little bit stupid. Like, it's making us a little bit like socially inept, honestly, and rude too, because I think it's just really disrespectful to not engage with humans as if they were human. And there is a lot of this, like a lot of sort of transactional engagement where we're engaging with people to get something, or we're talking to people to be heard, or we're listening to respond, and we are not really truly engaging with the person that's in front of us. And I think that part of this is because most people simply do not know how to listen deeply. And I know that I certainly didn't before I started my coaching journey, before I went through the program that taught me coaching skills, because deep listening and active listening is a huge part of coaching. And it's a huge part of where my power as a practitioner lies, because I am able to hear what most people would miss. And I'm able to hear what a lot of people don't even recognize within themselves. Like here, they don't even hear themselves saying. And so deep listening is just super, super powerful. And it is a gift that we give to other people, where we listen in order to understand. And we don't listen to respond. Because in a coaching relationship, my opinion on what you're feeling is not worthless, but like more or less, to a certain extent it is. Like my opinion is not what matters most, right? What matters is what you believe or what you're saying about your reality. And my job as a coach is to pick up on all the things that you don't even realize are running your life, aka your limiting beliefs and the stories that you're telling yourself about your reality, and to reflect those back to you. And most people can't hear it in themselves, and most people don't care enough to hear it in other people. And I know that that sounds really bad. I'm not trying to paint a negative picture of the world, but I do think it's something that we need to be mindful of, especially because I really believe that we are all craving now more than ever post-pandemic. We are all craving this opportunity to really be seen and to be heard. Like, we need to be seen. We need to be seen for who we are, and we need connections with people that go beyond the superficial, because I think that a lot of us realized in that time, over the last like 2 or 3 years, how much has truly been missing. I think that if we look at our lives before lockdown, and if you didn't experience lockdown, then that's fine too. But if you look at your life and you kind of see the way that you were moving through your existence and like how you were creating the masterpiece that is your life, I wonder if you could even say that you were creating it. How many of you and how many people feel like they were just kind of living on autopilot? And when we're living on autopilot, we engage with people on autopilot and we listen on autopilot. It's not like it's only in one area and not in others. It tends to become sort of the default way of how we engage with people. And we know that when we've been on the receiving end of people listening on autopilot or listening while doing something else, it really hurts. It's like, I don't want to use the term microaggression, but kind of like we feel that though. Like the point I'm trying to make is that we feel it. We feel it when somebody is listening, but they're scrolling on their phone. And when people do that to me, I swear to fucking God, I want to take their phone and whack it up against a wall. I just think that is the epitome of disrespect. If you cannot engage with me without looking at your phone, then there's no reason for us to have a conversation, full stop. Like, I don't want to be friends with people like that. I don't want to be that kind of friend because I think it is so, so rude. And if you do need to use your phone, I think that there is a way to do so that's not like completely ignorant, which would be like having a conversation about like something's coming up and I just need to check my phone. Can you excuse me for a second? Give your full attention to the phone and then do what you need to do, then put it away and give your full attention to the person that's in front of you. But this is kind of that bad habit, isn't it? And like, there's been studies on like how listening diminishes by about 30% just by having a phone on the table while you're with someone. So not touching it, not using it, not looking at it, just it being there diminishes listening by 30% because people are focusing on like whatever might come. And I think too that there is like a huge amount of FOMO in that, because we need to ask ourselves why the people that we're engaging with are not as interesting as the people that we might possibly engage with should our phone ring. It's a really kind of trippy situation. And that kind of goes more into like our tech habits and that kind of thing than the conversation that we're having today. But the superficiality of our engagement with people, I think, is having a really negative impact on our own sense of self-worth and our own sense of self-esteem. And so there's that. That's the kind of the external one. So like, how are you engaging with other people? How do you notice other people are engaging with you? And kind of what do you crave as well? Like, are you craving deeper connections? Are you craving a sense of community? I know I 1000% am. I would give nothing more for a community of people who are not necessarily like exactly like me, but that share some similar interests where I can have like conversations that blow my mind. Those are my favorite kind of conversations. If we're not talking about something that matters, why are we talking at all? And then also just like a group of people to like kind of like do more fun things with. But like, it's about that connection, whether that connection be for fun or play or maybe doing something more superficial, less serious. And then also like just those kind of like heartfelt connections. So if you're craving that, I think it's important to first look at yourself, because that's the only thing that you are really in control of. You're not in control of other people or how they behave or what they do. So how are you engaging with people? What level of attention and presence are you bringing to your interactions? How well do you listen? How often do you ask, like, hey, how's it going, without actually giving a crap what the response is, right? And just really, really, really being in a sovereign, self-responsible place, because that's where we want to be. That's where the juice is. That's where life is when we're in that really self-responsible place. And like, you're not going to be there forever too. Like, I talk a lot about self-responsibility. You're going to have moments where you're killing it. You're going to have moments where you dip off. You're going to be on the path, off the path, on the wagon, off the wagon, whatever. Like, that's life, the ebb and flow of existence, right? We're not ever trying to negate that. We are not striving for perfection. We're just trying to be in a space where we are able to engage wholly, fully, and be lit up by life. And that includes in our relationships, which is what this episode is about. Relationship with other, and now we're about to switch to relationship with the self. So when we're looking at like our own side or your side of things, like, do you take that time to ask yourself, like, how am I doing? Like, how am I feeling really? Not, it's okay, it's fine. And like, if you're a man listening to this and you've ever had a conversation with a woman, if she tells you something's fine, wow, like, shit is not fine. Shit is not okay. Code red, this is not a drill. You need to look into that. But we use these sort of like platitudes as a way to kind of diminish the emotional kickback of what we're experiencing. And there are situations where I think that probably can't be avoided. Like, we can't go around spewing our emotional garbage on people. And certainly if you're in like a really like formal or sort of work setting, like, you also can't just be like necessarily super honest about how you're feeling. But you do need to be able to be honest with yourself. And a bonus would be if you could be honest with the people closest to you as well. Like, really honest. Like, somebody asks you how you're doing, like a close friend says, hey, how's it going? And you say, you know what? It's not going that well right now. And then also, because there is this idea in the spiritual community and in like even in the mindset community and manifestation community that if we want to get what we want, we need to be this sort of Pollyanna optimist, positive person all the time. And actually, if we go about that by pretending that we're fine when we're not, what we're actually doing is repressing the negative emotion. And that is going to come up. It is going to be like Jaws, and it is going to bite you in the ass so hard. That is not the way to go about it. So like, yeah, we want to be in a good space. We want to aim to feel good as often as possible. No, like, that's the goal of life. Of course, we want to try to feel as good as possible as often as possible. However, when you don't feel good, and there will inevitably be moments where life happens and something comes up and you don't feel good, it is so important to honor that. Honor yourself. How often do we say these things? And I'm going to keep saying them to you, because it's like one of the foundations of self-care is just this really like listening to yourself and being honest with yourself and creating that safe space where you can just be all of who you are. Not just the shiny, societally approved, culturally validated parts, right? All of you, warts and all, good and bad, quote unquote, because like there is no such thing, right? You know, and taking like your strengths and your flaws and like as if there is anything that's really a flaw, as if there really is something that's a weakness, because your weaknesses are what make you you. They're a part of the tapestry of who you are as a human. And all of that contributes to what you offer to the world and how you show up in the world and how you love and how you do. All of those things are a part of you. They are not bad. There are no bad parts of you. But it's really important that we give ourselves that space to kind of be honest about like what we're feeling. And so let me ask you, please take a second and engage in this conversation with me. I know it might seem one-sided, but I care. I want to know how you're doing. How are you really? How are you feeling right now? What's going on in your world? Are you killing it? Are you, you know, like showing up in big ways? Are you making waves? Are you making moves? Are you bringing visions into reality? Or are you, you know, struggling a little bit right now? And that's okay too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You're just a little human. You're just a little human, and you're going to have bad days, and you're going to have sad days, and you're going to have moments where it feels hard. And like, you just need to be with that. Be with that version of you. Be with whoever you are right now. And you know, because you're smart and because you listen to this podcast, you know that there is always another reality available to you when you're ready. So not bypassing what you're feeling or bypassing the situation or what you're going through, but like really leaning into it, putting on your galoshes, as I always say to clients, getting knee deep in your own shit, figuring out your sorting through your emotional garbage. And then when you've done that, you're ready to move on to something better, to move on to a better feeling, right? You can move to the next best feeling. So you can move from feeling sad to only feeling like a little bit upset. And you can move from feeling upset to feeling kind of like numb or neutral. And you can move from neutral to feeling like, all right, yeah, I'm okay. And you can move from okay to feeling really great. That is available to you after you really acknowledge whatever it is that you're feeling now. It is a disservice to yourself and to the little human that you are to pretend that you can go from upset to great or from sad to great. That's not how anything in nature ever works. We don't go from winter to summer. We don't go from spring to fall. That's just not how things work, right? There are sort of like processes that we have to go through. And this is one of them. This is one of the processes. We feel what we feel and we honor whatever's coming up for us. And then we slowly do things that make us feel better and better as we move towards feeling better and better, as we move towards something better and better. So how does that land for you? What is coming up as you hear me saying these things? Does it scare you? Does it trigger you? Does it make you feel excited to know that you have that much power and control, that at the end of the day, you can make a choice to feel better, but you can also make a choice to be here right now and to really show up for yourself? And to a certain extent, let's be totally honest, to reparent yourself, because that's a little bit of what we're doing right now, isn't it? Like, we are looking at the sad and hurt or upset parts of ourselves. We're dealing with our whatever emotions maybe don't feel super awesome. And we're saying like, hey, that's okay. That's okay. Like, it's okay that you feel that way. That's totally fine. And soon you will feel better. But right now you feel this, and that's fine. So I want to ask you again, because I'm afraid that you didn't actually pause the audio and I didn't really give you a pause after I said it. But I want to ask you again to take a second and really tune in and be super, super honest with yourself. How are you really? How are you? How are you actually doing? What's going on for you right now? Is there anything that you're struggling with? Do you need a little bit of support with something? Are you feeling maybe a little bit more triggered, or like feeling more on the negative side versus feeling positive? And maybe you're feeling none of these things. Maybe you are killing it and things are awesome, and that's great. You will come back to this podcast. I trust that you will come back when you need it. You will make a mental note that, like, should anything ever happen, if shit hits the fan, then you have this tool in your toolbox at your disposal, whenever you need it. But for now, you're just taking a second to really tune in and be present with whatever comes up. And I'm going to share some magic with you right now. I would be willing to bet that if you took a second and you paused the audio and you actually did those things and you sat there and listened to me ask those questions and you answered them just mentally, you don't have to write anything. This doesn't have to be that kind of exercise. Just writing those things down, I would be willing to bet that some of what you're feeling has already been transmuted. Tell me I'm wrong. Just by giving airtime to what we're going through moves mountains. It really, really does. because we just want to be listened to. We just want to be seen. We just want to be heard. We just want to feel understood. These are the basic needs. Shelter, food, water, being seen, being heard, being listened to, being understood, feeling appreciated, feeling loved. That's it. We don't need anything else besides those things. And obviously, that encompasses relationships, right? Because usually if we're being seen or being heard, it's not just by ourselves, but also by other people. So relationships are included in there. But everything beyond that is superfluous. It's extra. It's bonus. It's excellent and it's wonderful. But the reality is that if we really break it down, the things that we actually need are so simple, and we can give them to ourselves in any given moment if we want to. And that goes back to the discussion about self-responsibility, right? Like, we need to be taking responsibility for our own wellness and our own well-being. And we need to show up for ourselves first. And then not only that, but if you really take what I've said on board today, if you really take this idea of like, how are you really? And you apply that to your life, your relationships are going to improve. They are going to improve. I say that with like a massive amount of certainty. Because people are used to being ignored. People are used to not being listened to. And the minute that you can actually listen to somebody, truly, deeply listen to somebody, and hear what they're saying, and understand what they're going through, you will have a friend for life. Because people crave it so deeply that they will love you immediately, because you are giving them the one thing that probably no one else on earth is giving them. And before you do that for other people, you absolutely got to do it for yourself. Always, always, always. Any of these tools, yeah, they can help you improve your life externally, but please use them to improve your life internally first. Because if you're not doing that, there is like a sort of lack of embodiment and a lack of authenticity as well. Like, if it's not just a part of who you are and you're just doing it to do it, or you're like trying it out as a practice, it's not the same thing as like really truly taking something on board. So do this first with yourself and then take your superpowers external. Okay. I'm going to end this here. I hope this was valuable. I think that this is like a juicy conversation. I think it's really needed for the climate that we're in. And I think too, as we're moving through that transition of end of winter into spring in the Northern Hemisphere, and even like end of summer into fall, and there's that kind of either speeding up on the one end or slowing down on the other, we need to be in these particular transition moments asking ourselves these questions like, okay, what do I really need right now? What do I want? How am I feeling? What's going on for me? It's really good to check in, because on the one hand, things are going to be getting much faster in the Northern Hemisphere. We're going to have longer days. We're going to be doing more. We're going to feel more energetic. And so we may not have like the time necessarily. We may not take the time, sorry, is actually better. We may not take the time to check in. And then on the other hand, in the Southern Hemisphere, as you're moving into fall, it's going to be more of like this idea of going inward. And so dealing with all of the speed that you kind of gained and all of the heat that you embodied throughout the summer. And then how do you kind of cool down as you move into winter? How do you slow down? How do you allow yourself to unfold, right, into that like slower season? And so also asking yourself like, you know, what do I need right now? You know, I need a minute to kind of process everything that I've been going through in the summer as I move into fall. So yeah, I hope that this serves you. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you like it, please subscribe. And if you want to leave a review, like, that just means the world to me. I love to hear how you're receiving this transmission, I guess. I don't know how you're receiving this information or this podcast. And if you want to learn more about what it would be like to work with me, you can reach me on my website at www.candicealacia.com. And you can find me on Instagram at Candice Alacia. And if you are interested in working together, I have some juicy new programs that are coming out. And also, I'm always accepting one-on-one clients as well. And there's also going to be a juicy little tidbit coming out in the next week via my newsletter. So if you're interested in working together and you would like some more information about that, and maybe even a discount code for how we could work together, then I would encourage you to get on my mailing list before the 6th of March. So yeah, I hope that you're well and that your weekend is off to an amazing start, and I will see you on the next episode.